hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. On September 14th and 15th, 2013, members of the Connecticut, Boston, and D.C. 9/11 Truth Groups got together to put on a conference in Washington, D.C. to commemorate the 12th anniversary. Richard Gage, the founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, which currently has 2,109 architects and engineers signing on to their petition demanding a new investigation into 9/11, was given an award for his relentless work for 9/11 Truth. Today you're going to hear his acceptance speech at the conference, which overlooked the Pentagon. He's introduced here by Matt Sullivan of DC 9/11 Truth. So let's begin.
Okay, good morning, and thank you for coming. I really appreciate it. My name is Matt Sullivan, and I'm a co-founder of DC 9/11 Truth, which is our local DC affiliate of the 9/11 Truth Movement. Thank you very much. I just want to say a few words about DC 9/11 Truth, and then I'll tell you about what we're going to be doing for the next 2 days, and then I'll introduce our first speaker. DC 9/11 Truth was founded in the end of 2005, and I was at the founding meeting, and there are several people here who are at the founding meeting, including Webster Tarpley, who will be here shortly, and Dave Schlesinger. And I want to talk specifically about some of the people who helped make this conference possible. I don't know how many of you have ever put on a conference or something like this, but it is a long process that began in April, I think. And it began with Frank Tilopko calling and suggesting that they thought it would be a good idea to have a conference for this anniversary of 9/11, and that the logical place to have it would be D.C., and would D.C. 9/11 Truth be interested in hosting such a conference? And so we got the group together, and there was enough willingness to proceed, and so for the next, I don't know, 5-6 months, we've been planning this conference. I also want to thank several of our AV people. We have Homuk manning the back camera, who is a veteran of 9/11 Truth events going back since, I don't know, 10 years or so. And we have Barton Bruce, also from New England, who's here and also was on the coordinating committee. He's manning the forward camera. And then we have my son Keegan Sullivan, who's manning the soundboard. So we hope to put this all together. Yeah, Keegan has been steeped in 9/11 Truth since he was, this tall. So he brings a unique perspective to history class in public school, let me tell you. I would like to introduce someone who I think you are all familiar with, and that is Richard Gage. If Richard would come on out. Richard, of course, is the founder and leader of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And I would say, I don't think anybody will disagree with me when I say that Richard has done more to promote the idea of 9/11 Truth and promote our movement than anyone else in the history of the movement. And for that reason, we would like him to be the first recipient of our award. And this award is, you probably can't see it very well, it's a picture frame, and it has in the middle of it our truth elephant. The DC 9/11 Truth Group has a mascot, and our mascot is an elephant that never forgets what happened on 9/11, and her name is Trudy, and we take her to parades, and we have her at events, and she says, 9/11 Truth on her side. And so we have a drawing of Trudy here in our award, and around the frame it says, "In a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act." And I think that's no more true for anyone than Richard Gage. So Richard, here, I'd like to present this to you.
Thank you.
So now I'm going to turn the floor over to Richard. He'll have a few remarks for you.
My goodness. I'm just honored about this because it seems inconceivable that 6 years ago, so many of you were here well before me, paving the road, speaking out without the backing of the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth for at least 4 years. How many of you were out there during those 4 years? Thank you. These are the true pioneers, right? And the debunkers are saying to you, well, where are the architects and engineers? Well, we had our thumbs up somewhere, and I don't know why it took me so long to come to grips with the reality that these towers obviously did not come down according to jet plane impacts or jet fuel fires, and that, oh my God, there was a third skyscraper that fell on 9/11. And I didn't know this until I heard it on the radio 7 years ago now by David Ray Griffin, who was interviewed by Bonnie Faulkner on KPFA's Guns and Butter program. And literally, I'm driving down the road and I'm listening to this, and it's like, it's just kind of sinking in little bit by little bit. There is the recognition that this older gentleman doesn't seem to have any agenda to be not telling the truth, and what he was saying was making logical sense, but how could it be true? I mean, this is impossible, what he was saying. And yet there he was, making sense, saying it. At that moment, I pulled my car over into the high school that I was an architect for the modernization of in Lafayette, California. And I could not drive and listen to this at the same time. I did not care that I was arriving back to the office 45 minutes late. I just felt like my world was caving in on itself, because I knew that if what he was saying was true, then probably a whole lot of other things that I believed about my world, my government, my sense of safety in the United States as a citizen, everything was just beginning to be turned upside down. And it was like sliding down a hill. I was not going to be able to stop this. And it took me, I don't know, 48 hours to get to the event that Dr. Griffin was speaking at, which was in Oakland, and it was sold out. And they let me in to talk to somebody, and then I had to go home and listen to it on live stream because it was sold out. 600 people were there. So I got my mom's boyfriend, who later became one of our stars on 9/11 Explosive Evidence Experts Speak Out, as one of the chemical engineers. He said, oh man, you're so full of it. But he listened to that live stream with me, and my jaw got lower and lower and lower. You know, facing this reality forced me to enter into a new commitment to do something about it. Because the evidence was obvious. I couldn't argue about that. And I knew what I had to do. I didn't think it was going to take another 6 years. I thought, my God, this is clear. All I have to do is show people this. So there's something different between the people that are sitting in this room. Hi, Dwayne. And the people who hear this evidence and have certain reactions to it. They deny it, or they won't hear it at all, right? That's most of them. They just won't hear it. Or they say, well, what does that have to do with me? I do not comprehend those reactions to this information. This is earth-shattering, life-changing, worldview-altering information. And anybody who has half of an open mind will not be the same after hearing it. I hope most people or everybody in this room has at least heard some of the evidence so you know what the hell I'm talking about. I apologize to you if you don't. You missed our lecture yet last night where we presented over an hour and a half the evidence for the explosive controlled demolition of World Trade Center 7. That 2,000 architects and engineers are demanding a real investigation of. And the explosive, very explosive demolition of the World Trade Center Twin Towers. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, or if you want to know the details, and I highly recommend it, we do have for sale here today, all weekend, in fact, the DVD, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out, which became the most watched and most shared video last September on PBS.org, the national website for PBS, as a result of one fearless PBS program director, Ms. Sherry Bernson, whom we will be hearing more about later this weekend. So I just knew that all I had to do was tell people. My God, all I have to do is show them. Well, first of all, they weren't interested. Then they started calling me names, architects and engineers. And after about, I don't know, two, three months, I began to realize, it set into me that this is going to be a long haul. I'm telling you, that shocked me. I do not get that the human brain is divided unequally between rational thought and emotional thought. This was a shock. And that is the reason we put 8 psychologists into our DVD. And they really do an exceptional job in explaining this phenomena and helping us as truth seekers to explain to others and help them through that process. I had to kind of work it through myself, through the loss of my wife in this process 5 years ago. Eventually, she just had it. She realized that this was not going to go away. I became untethered to my career, which is my architectural career, which is gone now, 3.5 years. My marriage, which is gone more than that. And I am now a servant of the 9/11 truth movement, which is a servant of truth in a society that does not seem to value it. I can't tell you how extraordinary that plight is. I don't have to tell you. Many of you have been walking this plight for far too long also. So how long more is it going to take? We need a crystal ball because we have an uphill battle. This room should be full of thousands of people in a bigger room to go along with it. There's something seriously wrong. Now, I did not do this work alone. I'm telling you, I am not a big thinker. Like you, this weekend, you'll see and hear some big thinkers, some people who have the intellectual capacity to actually understand what the hell is going on out there in the world, with the powers that be and the people that are asleep being guided by them. And what's going on within the 9/11 truth movement is hard enough to even figure out, because we're like a herd of cats. We don't herd well at all. We don't gather well. Nevertheless, somehow, because we have some credibility with 2,000 architects and engineers, and it's backing up the claims of the 9/11 truth movement, we gained some steam. We gathered volunteers, and I can't tell you how hard over 100 volunteers have been working with me, making me look good, because really, I'm just a fairly mediocre level architect. I'm not this big high-rise architect, right? I've never designed a high-rise in my life. I'm just at the middle level. I'm good technologically. I'd never spoken at a public event. I'd never learned how to use a PowerPoint. These things come as tools that arrive to support a mission. And I am completely unprepared for that mission. I still am. I was and I still am. And it's these volunteers. For instance, we didn't have a website. I was fooling around with Dreamweaver And I'm going, this isn't going to work. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. People came and gathered. Bill Donnelly built the website in the beginning. Now we have a full-on web team. We have a volunteer team who gathers other volunteers, introduces them. And the number of teams we now have are up to 70. Well, we have 20 active teams, 70 that we want to create. So we need you to come in and support us in that as well, by the way. The verifications team verifies every architect and engineer personally, gets their credentials. I can't tell you how much time goes into every one of these 2,000 to make sure that they are indeed credible and that we will not be taken to task by the debunkers on any of them. It's a lot of work. The writing team puts out our newsletter each month. How many of you are getting our monthly email newsletter? Awesome. I will, sometime during today, I'll pass around a clipboard so you can sign up for it, those of you who haven't gotten it. The number of teams are absolutely extraordinary. We meet on the telephone. You can help us. Wayne in the back is the lead of our congressional outreach team. Wayne? There he is. And Wayne has, the last 2 days, has been meeting congressmen. And on behalf of our constituents who we invited to come to D.C. to meet with their congressmen, we gave presentations, or Wayne did. And the next 2 days following this conference, I will be doing that. So any of you who would like to go with me on Monday or Tuesday to your congressman, I will give a 10-minute presentation to them. We'll just drop in. You don't need an appointment in Congress. They say you do, but you can just drop in, and 60-70% of the time, the aide will say, well, sure, come on in, let's talk. It's great. Now, rarely do you ever get to see your congressperson actually anyway. They have far too much work to do. So, okay, they're part of the problem. I get it. In fact, we're not naive in calling for a new investigation of these people over on that hill. We understand. It was a hard wake-up call for me, too, because 3 or 4 years ago, we went and talked to a few of them, actually, and many of their aides, and we got back these letters. Oh, the 9/11 Commission did a fantastic job, and terrorism's a really bad thing, and we really have to beef up our security in this country. They don't want to listen. In large measure, in fact, probably just about every one of them now. There have been a few pioneers who have paved the way for us. Cynthia McKinney was one of them. That is why we brought her. Here's a congresswoman who sat in front of Donald Rumsfeld and grilled him into the ground over his all kinds of deeds, which you will be hearing about, I'm sure, including the loss of $2.3 trillion he announced the day before 9/11. Now, Cynthia came to New York as part of the Rethink 9/11 campaign, which we have raised $225,000 for by Herding Cats, a coalition of truth groups. At least 40 came together to help organize and fund and support and inspire people from all over the world. So we have ads in 12 cities right now, this whole month, in an outdoor ad campaign to wake up the American people, highlighted by this massive 54-foot tall billboard in Times Square, under which Cynthia McKinney and Dr. William Pepper and several other very inspiring speakers gave the truth right there on the street to at least 300 people who had gathered for that purpose, many of whom were involved with us from marching from City Hall, where we gave 51 packets to 51 city council persons, where we protested outside who? Amy Goodman's Democracy Now! Headquarters. Now that is a switch. I hope she got the message. On 9/11, she was watching Building 7 come down, and we can't get her to talk about it, save an unfair debate between the Loose Change kids at the time and Popular Mechanics editors. Why not? Oh, maybe it has something to do with George Soros and the Ford Foundation, who's funding her. thank God she's doing or allowed to do some work on behalf of the left, but without getting to the truth, the deep underlying truth behind the evidence for the destruction of the World Trade Centers, behind 9/11, getting to those who had the means, the motive, the opportunity to pull this off, some of which you're going to hear about, not from us, AE 9/11 Truth, but from others, that will pull the rug out from underneath the illegal wars, the loss of our civil liberties, and the destruction of our economy. So when I became aware of those things and how huge they were, I knew I had absolutely no choice. Now, I looked around and I said, great, let's gather all the other architects and engineers. Surely there's an architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. After all, there was lawyers for 9/11 Truth. There was patriots. There was scholars for 9/11 Truth. I think there was veterans at that time. What else was there at that time? The pilots came early. So there's nobody around. That's bizarre and completely unexplainable. These are the three largest structural failures in modern history. And the architects and engineers are sucking up what they are fed by these so-called experts. How did they get such a corner on the market in the American Institute of Architects, in the American Society of Civil Engineers, such that they could explain to their relative groups of people that these buildings came down with a progressive collapse by jet planes and fuel? And Building 7, well, we just don't know. That's still under investigation, right? 8 years later. You just roll that hot potato in the air until everybody forgets about it. And that's largely what happened. So we have David Chandler, a member of AE 9/11 Truth and a physics teacher, rolling on the phone, or by email, I think, with a question, a key question to NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology. How did that building fall at free fall? It's easily measurable, says John Gross publicly. Well, we'll look into that. And so they did, and they actually admitted the free fall of Building 7 for a third of its 7-second fall. They do not explain how that possibly could have happened. Of course, it can only happen if you remove all 80 columns on every floor for at least 8 floors. Remove all the resistance. That's how you get free fall. No resistance. But we've been getting massive resistance trying to get into very basic communication with the American Institute of Architects, with the media, with our congressmen, and with our fellow Americans. And all around the world, it's been this difficult. So we have every reason to be, well, at least dumbfounded, first, that we're alone in this room with up to 100 people. I mean, it's an absolutely unacceptable condition. I don't understand it, particularly given my incapability of handling the position that I find myself in of leadership. Without the dozens and dozens and 100 volunteers that have supported me, I could not do anything. I swear to God, I'm inspired by these people. They do all the work. The only thing I do is figure out how to get in front of people and give the evidence. And then I gather the volunteers together. Everybody else does everything. Stephen Jones had a PowerPoint. I stole it 7 years ago. I didn't even tell him. I stole it. It was online. I downloaded it. I started adding some things and taking away some things. Now we have 700 slides to bore you with. But I've condensed that down to an hour presentation, which some of you saw last night. How did it go, by the way? Was it boring? It was okay.
To the choir, though.
Yeah, right. Well, why is it only the choir that comes? We have to inspire each other under these conditions. I fully understand that. I'm completely supportive. Thank you, everybody, for this very, very honorable award. I'm so grateful. On behalf of the volunteers of AE 9/11 Truth, I'm humbled. Very humbled. Thank you.
Again, you've been listening to Richard Gage's acceptance speech at the 12th Anniversary Conference in Washington, D.C. on September 14th and 15th, 2013, which was held at the Sheraton Hotel overlooking the Pentagon. He was given an award for all that he's done for 9/11 Truth. To learn more about his work and the scientific evidence about the collapse of the World Trade Center buildings, or to volunteer to help him out, you can go to the website ae911truth.org. And again, that's ae911truth.org. And you can also check out the website rethink911.org. The scientific evidence that they've gathered over the last 12 years may really surprise you. While recent polls show that more and more people are waking up to 9/11 truth and are realizing that they've been lied to about what really happened that day, I see an increased effort to place the blame on Saudi Arabia by the establishment. This is what they're not mentioning, and what I'm about to read was written by Victor Thorne in his book 9/11 Brand Terrorism, which was published in 2011. So here goes. On September 17, 2001, one of Canada's Stern Intel reports implicated Israel. Quote, a U.S. military intelligence source revealed details of an internal intelligence memo that points to the Israeli Mossad intelligence service having links to the World Trade Center and Pentagon attacks. A former member of the German Federal Ministry of Defense, Andreas von Bülow, publicly equivocated that Arabs didn't mastermind 9/11. Instead, Israel's Mossad engineered the attacks. He continued, if what I say is right, the whole U.S. government should end up behind bars. They have hidden behind a veil of secrecy and destroyed the evidence that they invented the story of 19 Muslims working within Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda in order to hide the truth of their own covert operation. And former Italian President Francesco Cossiga told the newspaper Corriere della Sera, quote, all the intelligence services of America and Europe know well that the disastrous attack had been planned and realized by the Mossad with the aid of the Zionist world in order to put under accusation the Arabic countries in order to induce Western powers to take part in Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Dr. Alan Zabrowski, former director of strategic studies at the U.S. Army War College, during a March 2010 radio interview with author Mark Glenn, disclosed, quote, it is 100% certain that 9/11 was a Mossad operation, period. He added that high-level U.S. military officers are aware of Israel's role in 9/11. And Alan Hart, a former BBC senior Middle East correspondent, admitted that 9/11 was a Mossad operation that would have been aided and abetted by certain corrupt American leaders. So when you hear the corporate media and government officials blaming Saudi Arabia, remember what they're not telling you. And now here's some information about my shows. 9/11 Wake Up Call can be heard on WWUH 91.3 FM on Wednesdays at 12 noon and at 8 p.m. and on WESU 88.1 FM on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Also, some of the older shows are archived at the website ct911truth.org, and you can catch the more recent ones by Googling Radio for All. This concludes this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Thanks for listening.